I am excited for this podcast.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like I haven't seen you in literally 2 weeks. I'm just excited to talk to you in general. So I walk into the door
and Heath, like, he's like, hey, what's up, man? I go give him a hug. Usually I don't give Heath a hug when I see him.
It just felt right.
So I gave him a hug and I was like, how was it? Whatever you were doing. He's like, oh, it was good. We're looking at houses today. I was like, okay. And it felt like, I was asking that because I haven't seen you in so long.
I took a second back and I was like, hold on. I was like, wait, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. Yeah, how's everything going? So we got a lot to catch up about. So I'm super excited about this one. Before we get into it, unfortunately, Mariah is not able to make the podcast today. She wishes she could and wants us to have a really good podcast.
Yeah.
But just keep her and her family in your thoughts and prayers, and she will be back with us next week.
Baby, she is here in spirit.
Uh-huh.
Mariah, we're so sorry. Matt is doing the audio for this podcast.
So if the audio sounds fucked up,
I'm attempting.
Blame Matt.
I think I know what I'm doing.
Is it on? Matt, is it on?
I hope we're recording.
Yeah. No, it is recording, but I think Mariah's mic is on. Is that going to affect
anything? It's okay.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah.
but yes, Mariah isn't here, but she wants us to have a really good episode, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a really good episode for Mariah.
You got this, baby. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. Man, Mariah is like, Mariah is the glue that
holds our dumb asses together.
No, really, though. Guys, it's coffee talk, baby. Cheers.
For the people listening right now, I wish you could see. Actually, I don't wish you could see Matt's shirt. Matt, what the? You look like you're in seventh grade.
Oh, I know. Why is that shirt like an extra small on you?
Because.
Ever since Matt got a girlfriend, he's just changed.
And he changed real quick.
She said you look like a stud.
For the people listening, I am just wearing a gray Lacoste polo, but apparently I look like I am in middle school for my...
It's a little tight. I know Matt has been working out lately, but it doesn't mean you wear smaller shirts to show off the muscle.
I guess I can't wear larges anymore.
It's the shirt, but also Matt, like, look at his hair. What's different? I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. He has like the... He looks nice tonight. What are you doing tonight? He's got a date.
No, she's babysitting tonight, so...
Oh, so who are you trying to look good for then tonight, man?
Okay.
I just wanted to enjoy this night with my boys.
Got red like
I'm
that.
Already getting red. I look flushed, and I'm not even drinking. This is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Matt is... Are you going to Emanite tonight?
I think so, yeah. Yep. Dima is going to be DJing. Dima is David's high school friend and our roommate.
Why?
Yeah, Dima right now, he's David and Ilya's a friend from Chicago. Right now, he's actually living with me, Todd, and Matt. I forget who lives with us now. Me, Todd, and Matt, he's our fourth roommate right now. He's great, but he's DJing Emo Night. If you guys don't know what Emo Night is, Emo Night is a huge get-together where they just play...
Throwback
alternative music. So it's like Taking Back Sunday, All Time Low, just all...
All that stuff you used to scream and cry to when you were a little kid?
And guess who's performing tonight? Metro Station.
No way.
Yeah. Shake it.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. I know.
Why?
I leave at 7 in the morning.
That's right. Well, Dima's DJing, and I think that's what we're going to do. I look like the least emo person ever right now.
Right.
Oh, you're wearing that. Oh, no.
I got my black jacket, so I look kind of emo.
Oh, that's good. You wear it because you're going to get bullied in that, all right?
Kinda, like, the emo kids back then did kind of like dress somewhat preppy.
Oh, yeah. It's just their hair was really... So they would dress like that, but their hair would be really emo-y.
Zane used to wear polos.
No, I used to wear giant Hollister jackets with tight blue jeans and flip-flops. Dude, I looked rough.
You had your style. He did his thing.
Yeah. It's crazy how big Eamon and I has gone since we've known TJ.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They're performing at Coachella this year.
I know.
Like, since when do you know of anything like that, performing at Coachella?
So it started out, it was just like a little local thing for people to go listen to just music that we grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
It's once a month, and then it just became this huge event, and the line is around the corner.
Huge.
Just like... gigantic.
My first emo night, I waited in line for 3 hours.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. And you had to wait in line.
And people still wait in line for up to 3 hours. And luckily, we're spoiled now because Aaron's marrying the founder of emo night. But yeah, it started off just as like a small thing. First Tuesday of every month. Now it's like, yeah, once a month or every two months,
It's been the same. It's been it's the same day every year.
It's massive. And it's just it's a big throwback jam night.
And I think it's worth it. Like people that wait in line, when they get in, they're just like, wow, I'm finally here. And you just have a really good night.
You get to be with people who like that same kind of music. And also it's a surprise performance every time you go.
Yeah,
and
they also have really big
whoever's going to be the DJ or like
whoever just shows up. Yeah, I've been there. Halsey's been there. Yeah. Post Malone will just show up and like there to have a good time. They're not even DJing. They just want to like hang out and listen to old emo.
Because everybody loves that music.
Right.
You know, it's like even like people that like only country, they like that music.
I feel
too.
Like it's coming back, like the emo sound. Like it was kind of gone for a little bit, and now it's like
like pop emo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun, but like, yeah, congrats to TJ, man. Like, come so a long cool. way in your at so Coachella.
Have you ever DJed Emo Night?
No, I know Heath and I, we wanted to do it once.
I have.
Okay.
You have?
Okay. I opened up for Doug the Pug. Or Doug the Pug opened up for
Guys,
me.
You never know what special guest it's going to be.
you opened up for Doug the Pug?
Uh-huh.
That's.
But I know.
You opened up for a puppy?
Yes, I opened up.
For two paws up, said the crowd at
Emo. Yeah, Doug the Pug is a pug.
He's
not
just up there. His owner's just rotating his torso, and he's just putting his paws on the turntables. Arf, arf.
That's cute. His little.
I miss Mariah.
So
I know.
I know. She'd be talking right now. Like, this is her time to talk. You know, oh, my God. It's like a piece of a cake missing. So, yeah, guys, fill me in. Fill me on your week. Okay. I know you guys had a blast. So,
it wasn't a weekend. It was like a man's week
trip. It was.
All right.
Okay, we went to Montana, baby.
Montana.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to sit here and make you jealous or anything, but
let's make him jealous. Let's rub it in.
The best trip I've ever had, and we've been talking about wanting to explore and go travel more lately, and that is exactly what.
Yeah,
we did.
No shit. That conversation was with me.
I know.
We were drunk. What was it? It was like all the boys were drunk at a bar, and we're all just like, guys,
we gotta travel more, man.
Matt was making fun of us so much. He's like, you guys just get drunk and then you just start. What's the word?
Just finding your next little fix. Like something to get excited about. It's either buying something or traveling.
Matt will be like this. He's like, what's going to make me happy?
That is you guys. Just, I love it, though.
What's going to make me happy?
Next year's going to be our year.
But I got to say, in Montana, Heath probably said, I am so happy, like, every hour.
And then you fucking made fun of me. But you're no, like, it's because when Heath's happy, he lets you
but
know.
He
when
lets
Matt's
you know.
Fucking dancing around, Patricia, then we can't say anything.
No,
crazy.
I know. But Heath will be like, I am so happy right now. No, it's just funny.
It's me being appreciative. Like, we were sitting in the hot tub, and I was like, wow, this is so nice. I'm so happy. This was such a good
trip.
You're
with good friends. I get it.
I'm being appreciative. And
all your good friends?
Every single one of them. I couldn't think of anybody else that could have been there. And then Matt's just like, oh, when he's happy, he lets you know it. And I'm like, well, now I'm fucking pissed.
Fuck off,
no,
Matt.
No, hold on. Is
you
it,
know what Matt
not,
is? What I've he's a hypocrite.
Uh-huh.
He fucking says something when someone else does.
No, because I can be in a good mood. Here's the thing, Heath.
Did you just fart?
No.
We get it. It's boys' night.
No, it's Mariah's. It's Mariah's stool, and I nudged it. It's an empty stool.
All right, let's get stinky, boys, huh?
Here's the thing, Heath. Wouldn't I want you to be in a good mood? Wouldn't I want you to be happy?
I would think so.
But I don't want that to get confused with me making fun when you're in a good mood. The thing is, I want you to be in a good mood all the time. You know what I mean? And I guess sometimes when you say, like, you're so happy, I'm like, hell yeah, I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy all the time. Uh-huh. It just seems like it's like, when you do say it, I'm like, of course, we are happy. You know, because it makes me feel like, have you not been happy this whole time and now you're finally happy?
No, that doesn't mean
it's
that.
It's just me being like, actually being like, wow, guys, I'm having a great time with you.
You're not happy. You're appreciative. You're constantly appreciative of what you have and the life you have and the friends you have. And that's what I am so happy.
Jeez,
means.
Zane, stop being so. When Zane's appreciative, he lets you know it.
Stop being so humble. No. God, everybody's got to know when he's humble.
Right, exactly.
But Heath, no, I get what you mean. I think I was just like laughing because I was like, damn, Heath's just in a good mood. And I just heard you say a lot. And I was
When Heath's in a good mood, though, it radiates. So, like, when Heath's in a good mood, everyone's in a good mood.
It was literally like my first time seeing snowfall. So that was exciting to me.
Yeah.
I was like crying when I saw an icicle.
What?
I'd never seen snow fall.
You've never seen snowfall?
Right.
Snowfall.
You've been in snow so many times, though.
No,
I've been to, like, Big Bear and seen it on the ground, but, like, actual snow coming down.
Big Bear's the closest thing you've ever gotten to snow?
Yes.
What?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
I know. That's why I was like, wow, this is so amazing. And it was, like, it was snowing, and it was, like, country. It was cool. We were in, like, a ranch.
We were glamping. Is that what they call it?
Like, it was glamping.
Yeah, it's like a glamorous form of clamping. Is that it is?
So it
was this huge ranch. And what was the name of the ranch?
Paws Up.
That's what it was. And it was just these really nice cabins.
Huge cabins.
The Kardashian cabins, like, huh?
If that cabin was here in LA, I'd buy it tomorrow.
Yes.
Was it kind of like the one in Big Bear, or was it much nicer than the one in Big Bear?
It was kind of like that.
I think ours was probably a little bit nicer. They were pretty close.
Yeah.
But this one had, like, its own hot tub outside.
The hot tub looked insane, by the way. Like, the scenery behind
it. Yeah, dude, it was gorgeous. Each cabin got their own Lexus SUV. Instead of, like, a golf cart to get you around,
mm-hmm.
every single house had a Lexus to...
And we didn't use it once.
What?
Because I think we were kind of drinking most of the time.
Dang,
so it would have been a bad
idea. Y'all rich was that weekend, huh? Who paid for this?
It was a Smirnoff.
Oh, yeah, it was Smirnoff.
Our friends at Smirnoff.
yes, thank you to Smirnoff. But
yeah, thank you, Smirnoff.
Zane.
I'm
ooh,
so
nasty. Jeez.
No, but I just, you know why? I think this. It's because I drink a lot.
And that's why they don't want to work with you.
No.
The first thing we got to do when we were there was dog sledding.
Guys, if you ever get the chance or have been thinking about it, do it. It was insane.
It looks, dude, those dogs are so cute. I was so jealous
cute,
you guys were dog sledding.
But terrifying.
Yeah.
Because they are just trained dog or trained, I don't know.
Trained dog? What do you mean? What's
dog sledding.
What's scary about that, though?
Because
so they're all training for the Iditarod. And
yes.
The Iditarod is like a 1,000-mile dog sled trail trek that they go on.
Okay.
And they were like, I think they said they were 1 year old, those dogs that were pulling us.
They were like in training.
They pop out and go straight to training.
I was expecting like huge wolves pulling us or big Saint Bernards.
No,
I don't
normally it is wolves and they just call it dog sledding, right?
They don't have wolves. They don't have domesticated
movies.
Balto. There's a movie Balto where there's a wolf.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fucking idiot.
The movie Balto is about a wolf who joins dog sledding. And
Zane thought they were wolves.
Zane's
the type of like person to tell somebody a fact a couple years later based off of a cartoon.
Nothing to back it up.
No, guys, dog sledding is wolves that.
I think what was really fun about the dogs or whatever is you're getting pulled by them and you're like, well, these dogs gotta like poop or pee or when do they do it?
Right.
Did your any
they
of your dogs
do it as they're running?
As they're running.
Some shit fly in my mouth.
And they're like they're peeing and they're kicking it like as they're running, like all back dude, it was crazy.
Cause I was like Todd, did you? Cause I was like in the middle, sitting between Todd's lap. I was like, Todd, what is? And I was like, no, that's dog poop. And I look up and I see this dog running, but like trying to like the legs are real wide.
They're like still puppies.
Yeah, and he's just still trying to like push one out.
And imagine trying to run and poop at the same time. I feel like that's impossible.
But also pulling a sled. Like
also pulling 8 humans.
could a human do that? Do you think you could poop and run at the same time?
I'm sure, but it would be disgusting.
Think about it, though. Like, when you sit and poop, it really, you really have to just, relax.
You gotta
that's
get
in order
zone.
For it to work. Yeah, but you're running.
I thought was the coolest thing, as these dogs are running, they're scooping up snow with their mouth.
I'm not going to say scooping up shit. Just, ow.
But they're, like, scooping up snow as they're running to hydrate. They're, like, getting their water as they're running. I thought it was the coolest thing. And they were moving pretty quick.
They were very fast, and it was so scenic, and it was really cool, and they took us on an amazing route.
I had the giggles the entire time. I'll show some pictures. Like
you were just like just giggles, as in just like
Heath having a good time.
Just happy.
No, what was the first? What did you say? What did you say right when you got out of the dog sled?
I thanked the dogs.
No, you said that was the best thing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Okay.
You did.
No, I think I mean, it was one of the best things I've ever
experienced. Oh, thank God Mariah's not here. Jesus.
Like, what about meeting me?
No, but the dog sled was really cool. And then the second thing we got to do.
Snowmobiling was dope.
Oh, it was the coolest thing. I cried.
Oh, hold on. Why didn't I see any like videos or
because
you can't take it like as your ride. You literally need to hang on with both hands.
It's like a jet ski. You can't just like whip out your phone when you're on a jet ski.
Yeah, okay.
It's like impossible.
Also, we had like big gloves on and you can't like.
But no, I'm surprised like someone else didn't record you got like you.
There was GoPro footage of it.
Oh, yeah. We may get that footage.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'd
but
love to
it
see it.
Literally is a jet ski on the snow.
Is it? It's scarier than jet skiing, right?
Yeah. At first, it was tough. Like me and Heath were kind of trailing behind in the beginning because
I was stuck behind Matt.
I thought you were one of
Why
the other
they
guys.
Set you up behind Matt. That's kind of silly.
I don't know. I thought you were one of Tyler Cameron's like high school buddies. So I was like, hey,
go around.
And then right when we pulled up to our first stop, I was like, Heath, you've been behind me the whole time. I'm sorry. Because I had to get used to just the throttle.
But Matt is the worst at driving, like driving anything. Like on our way here, I'm just watching Matt. Matt drives like a grandma, like straight up.
I'm careful.
No. There's a difference between careful and just slow and bad. Like, dude, he'll not only go like 20 miles per hour on the highway, but like when he wants to merge, he'll look over like 8 times and then start slowly going and then go back because he thinks the car is coming. Because
it's nighttime and it's that weird LA like rush hour like. Fast
no,
rush hour.
No.
Yeah.
Matt's the type to pull out in front of somebody and do 10.
You know what? I'm a safe driver. Not y'all are reckless. Y'all got a need for speed.
No, I do not have a need for speed. I think I actually drive at an average speed.
What did the woman tell you right when you pulled on David Street today?
Slow down, asshole. Fucking,
yeah, but she heard my car. She didn't see me turn. I turned slowly onto his street, and she yelled at me. It's because my car is loud.
It's because
I wasn't going
loud
fast.
Lamborghinis.
Anything loud. Any old person is going to yell at a car that's loud. Like, whether it's going slow or fast, that's just fucking boomers. You know what I mean? What are you going to do with them? What are you going to fucking do with them?
The point is, we had a really good time in Montana.
I'm really glad you guys did.
It was really nice.
Yeah, I just think I didn't get invited. The criteria was that, like, just I drink a lot. That was like the, hey, Zane
like,
just
okay.
is not approved.
They're like, yeah, we got another client, Zane Hijazi. It looks like he drinks. Looks like he, really drinks. Holy, yeah. This could be a bad look for the brand.
And then we get Matt. Oh, he's a really safe driver.
Whatever. We all drink the same amount. I'm just brave enough to show it off on camera, you know?
Oh, my God.
Baby, that's why Jose Cuervo, they understand. They understand.
Because Jose, they like to party.
They like to party, bitch, you know? So thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Jose Cuervo.
His best friend is Jose. what else is crazy? So I saw Zane for about 2 hours after I landed from Montana. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So Todd and I landed from this trip, went back to Zane's house. I was going to say hi, and then I was like, you know what? I'll have a drink with you guys real quick, and then I'll go back to my house, relax.
Because you had a wild weekend. Like, you came back, and you're ready to settle
like,
and just, like...
Adventure with the boys, cracking some cold ones. I was like, I was done.
Yeah.
I was beat.
You were exhausted. You looked exhausted.
I show up. I was like, okay, cool. Let's get a drink, and then I'll Uber home, be done. I had three drinks.
He had three too many.
And it turned into... me grabbing the bags that I just landed with, already dirty, packed up, and going back to the airport.
Hours later.
Literally landed, showed up at Zane's, had a couple drinks, went back to the airport, and then ended up going to Boston.
And you know what? In this situation, I get when Matt says, like, when you get that fix, because I was sitting, I was sober, so everybody was drinking except for me. I know.
is everything okay?
Everybody's rewinding 15 seconds. Just to
Did you guys just hear that at 20 minutes?
So I was like, I was sitting there eating. They're all like drinking. Heath is progressively getting really just like, just drunk. It's just a funny drunk where just like, he'll agree to
like
anything.
Once you get to that 3-drink mark, you're like, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm eating my food. Like, I was going to call it a night, and then I just hear Heath go, I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy a ticket. And I look up at Heath, and I look back at my feet. And I'm like, I don't want to ruin it for him. I know he's going
to
regret it.
They had asked me to go to Boston with them.
Wasn't that the plan? You were going to go?
No, wasn't going
to
go.
Not at all. When we were in Montana, you were already saying, I'm going to Boston.
No, Todd had already booked this. Everybody booked. Everybody's good to go.
Yeah.
And he kept asking me, he's like, come to Boston. I was like, absolutely not. Even that night, they're like, come to Boston. I'm like, there's no way.
This is for Joe's birthday. Joe Wagner.
Yeah.
So I was like, absolutely not. Three drinks in, and I'm like, fuck it. Whose birthday is it, baby? We're going to Boston. But Boston was insane.
I know. Is that what you're telling me, like, about the towns and shit, or is that something else?
Okay, so this is really hard to explain, and I kind of don't understand it myself. But we went to a place called Seaport, Boston. And it's a relatively new town, like, I think 6 years old, they said.
Yeah.
And it was bought and just built, and it's all state-of-the-art, high-tech, new, kind of bougie, just really nice because it's so new. Hotels, restaurants, everything, clubs. And the person that built the city wants it to look cool and be appealing on, like, Instagram and make it, like, a fun spot for people to go to. You think of, like, Vegas, you're like, that's fun. I want to go there.
Sure, yeah.
So he wants that vibe to it. And so the guys that Joe is friends with work for the owner of, I guess, Seaport.
Sure, okay.
So they get in everywhere for free, got everything taken care of, and they're like, I'm like, who's paying for this? And they're like, Seaport. I'm like, what do you mean?
Like the city.
Yeah, that's like, hey guys, come out tonight. Let's go to
Los Angeles. Who's paying for it? Los Angeles.
No way. The city's not paying for it.
That's what he's saying. That
it was on someone's.
The guy.
Ad.
I guess.
The guy owns the city. The guy owns the city.
He has the key to the city.
Like, I mean,
I guess he just built it from the ground up.
Wow.
But he just wants it to look cool. So, like, if influencers or other people go, they make it look like...
Let's go to Seaport.
I want to go. I mean, you made it sound fun.
Everything was free. The hotel, the dinner, everything you could possibly imagine.
You didn't pay for a dime the entire trip you were there.
Jesus. How
damn, you really got the golden ticket with that.
Yeah, you went from Montana, all expenses paid, and then you got to go to another all expenses paid.
And he wonders why I'm sitting here. I'm so happy.
Well, I hope you are. You know, I really do.
No, it was just exciting, and I'd never experienced anything like that. Like, we would walk in somewhere, and they'd be like, hey, what's going on, dude? And then they'd give us a table, and we were just in.
I
still don't get it.
After two trips like that, I would be very happy and very appreciative of life.
Right, exactly.
So I get it. Fuck Matt.
Yeah, no, if you guys... Hey, fuck, you want to go to Boston tomorrow? No. Yeah. If you guys want to go, I highly recommend it. It was really cool.
All right, well, put that on your to-do list, ladies and gentlemen. Can I tell you what I did while you guys were having the best time of your lives?
I feel like I've been bragging too much.
One day that we had was very interesting. So David got invited to... Stormy's birthday party. Kylie Jenner.
Of course he did.
Kylie Jenner's daughter. And
Kylie Jenner?
Who's Kylie Jenner?
Who?
That story is so funny. Can we please say that story?
Which story?
The story of Mike Sheffer.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. We'll get to the story.
Quick detour.
This is more important.
Okay. Oh, this story. This is my story. One time we were at Stoss's house. Me, Zane, Mike. If you guys don't know Mike Sheffer, he's my manager and a very good friend. We are at Stoss's house and it's just like me, Zane, us.
I don't think I was there.
Oh, really? Yeah, you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
It was just me, Mike, Stoss, I
sure,
guess.
Yeah.
It was just us in her living room and Kelsey. And Kylie walks in. She just walks in and goes, guys, can somebody please convince Stoss to stay the night at my house? I've known her forever. She's known me forever. Please, can someone just please convince Stoss to stay the night? And I'm like, Stoss, yeah, go stay the night.
Guys, get ready for this.
At Kylie's. And Mike is just watching this all happen. This girl just walks in and starts just saying, please convince Stoss. And Mike goes, I'm sorry. Who are you? And she goes, I'm Kylie. And he's like, okay, well, nice to meet you, I'm Mike. And then it was like, okay. And we all just look at Mike like, what are you doing? Because we thought, like, Mike did know who she was and was just trying to, like, play cool and, like,
yeah,
all,
like, oh,
high mighty.
Is this?
Or he just didn't know who she was. And we were all convinced that Mike was just trying to be all like, who are you?
It's mine.
But really, Mike, it took him a whole week to convince me. He just did not know who she was.
I still don't. Like, there's no way.
He's a social media manager, and she is the queen of social media, basically. How do you
His argument says that he's from New York, and that New York, like, people don't really keep up as actively with pop culture as people in L.A.
What? That is a horseshit.
Which I was like, that's a stretch. I don't know. I'm not from New York.
She's not just social media. It's traditional. It's international.
Global.
Yeah. So that was a pretty, like, cringy moment. He's like, just looking at, and I was like,
knows who she is. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's just everybody.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways,
so we drive. We get to. By the way, we took Natalie's Bronco. That shit is the scariest thing to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, David was sweating.
Really?
We were driving that thing on the street, and dude, it sounded like it was gonna fall apart. Like, all you heard was clunk 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 as we were fucking driving down the street.
I mean, like old cars like that. Like my Mustang is sketchy.
And dude, it would slide when we're merging. It just slides.
Yeah, there's no ABS.
Why did I want that car? Why does anybody want like a Bronco then?
Because the way it looks. Because it's, man, like, damn.
I get it, but like, dude, that's not worth it. I would just stress out and sweat every time you drive that thing. But we pull up to her birthday. By the way, you're walking to a giant balloon head of Stormy.
Like, I saw that.
It's themed Stormy World like Travis, her dad's album Astro World. So it has that like whole theme part. Carnival,
right?
Like,
sure, yeah.
So yeah,
it's like kind of like a valet situation.
Uh-huh.
So we get out of the Bronco and we walk, and in my I knew it in my head, was like, oh, this valet guy's not gonna know how to drive this car, but like that's it, and that's all I thought about. And then we kept walking.
Oh,
we get
fuck.
Wait no. a second, we'll get back to it. We get inside. When I tell you, I have never seen anything this well set up before. Like, it was a birthday party. This shit.
How old did she turn again? Like, three?
Probably like three. Yeah, but like, Heath, this was a better setup than any carnival I've ever seen.
How many people were there?
It looked insane. There was probably, I'd say, 500. I don't know. I'm not.
Is everyone sitting down? Are there assigned tables?
No,
it
just looks like a brand event. You
are
know?
They?
Like,
are
people
they,
are walking around. There's a bar.
Are they bumping Travis Scott, or is it like Baby Shark?
Well, it is a kids party, so there's a lot of kids there. You know, a lot of like Stormy's age kids.
Did JoJo Siwa perform?
Zane's getting drunk around toddlers. Like,
he's picking them up. Like, that's my baby.
No. I actually didn't drink it. I don't know. I just wanted to keep professional. Just, you know, whatever. And but it was crazy. Like, there was a giant carnival ride. Like, they had like, I think, a total of four carnival rides in this.
Where
giant
was this?
Store.
Was it like an airplane hangar or like?
You know what? I think it was an airplane hangar. I just don't remember exactly where it was, or it was like a storage house or something. But it was just like the setup was like insane. Like, Hatsa spent more than $1 million on this birthday
party.
Really? Like well over. But it was just like, Stormy is getting taken care of, baby.
Like, that's nuts for a child.
Yeah, no.
I don't even remember my third birthday. I think it was just a cake and my parents' friends having beers at their house. Like,
I went to the McDonald's bounce house with the play ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, the little play. Yeah.
But you guys do have to understand that this is not her only birthday. I'm sure they have a very private family birthday that, you know,
right,
we would
this
all
is the
have for our birthdays. This is just like, it's a business expense. It's PR. It's Stormy's birthday. You know,
who was the coolest person you saw there? That wasn't like part of the Kardashian clan.
Oh, I mean,
was like Christy Teigen there, John Legend?
Yeah, they were both there. They were actually behind us on the ride. We saw a lot of familiar faces there. I can't remember them right now, but the fact that you said that.
Another question I have. The gift bags. What'd you get? Like,
I mean,
you know what I mean? You get
you
a little something.
Bags?
No, we actually got merch that you could only get at her birthday.
I got merch for my
Travis
third
Scott
birthday.
CD.
No, it is. No, it's cool because you see somebody in a Stormy World hoodie like that. Nobody else has it.
Right,
the only
right.
person that has it is if you went to Stormy's birthday.
That sweater has to be worth like thousands of dollars.
Oh, 100%. It looks so cool, though. I like it.
It does
like
look really cool.
The back, a bunch of her heads are on the back of it.
It's like the claw, like picking up like a head of Stormy's. Like, you know, like in like a Toy Story, like, goodbye, my friends. I'm going
that's
to a better place.
The claw.
Like, yeah,
the claw. Who will go and who will stay?
Who will go and who will stay?
Khloe Kardashian, she's so nice. She's like a normal human being.
She's the one that filmed that TikTok with David. Sorry, I really don't
know
like the Kardashian.
No, yeah, no. She's the one that went over
David. She's the one that was with David,
right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was so cool.
She seems really sweet.
Yeah, she's really sweet. She's like, I feel like she's the most,
And what's
down to earth?
I don't want to say down to earth because they're all sweet, but like she
present.
Present, sure, yeah. She's just, I just feel like she's so present and like is listening and can hang. Like, I can see her and my mom hanging out like easily. Yeah, she's, I feel like she's
just
like
that. The other one is Courtney, right?
Courtney, yeah. Courtney is
the short,
who are we talking about right now?
The shorter one, Chloe.
I think you're talking about Chloe.
Whoops. Okay, I got the names mixed up.
Yeah, because like one who David collabed with, that was Courtney.
Wait. That was Courtney.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That was Courtney. Chloe.
Chloe is the other
is the middle
one.
Sister.
Zane's like, I know the Kardashians. oops.
He does not wrong. Keep up. Goes,
I was at Stormy's birthday.
It doesn't help that. It doesn't help that all their names start with a K.
I know.
It's really confusing. I can't fucking remember that shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, no. It was really fun. Oh, by the way, the valet situation.
Right.
So we were there. We were probably there for like 5-10 minutes. Uh-huh. And then someone runs up to us all the way inside the birthday party and goes, you guys have the blue Bronco, right?
Oh.
We're like, yeah. He's like, it's stalled. It's a bunch of cars are being backed up right now. We're like, oh shit. We all run outside. Ooh. And the Bronco has been sitting there for 10 minutes and people are just stacked to the back.
No.
Damn.
And we walk outside and Kanye and Kim are watching this whole thing happen. They're the only ones. They're out. They're like in. They were in that mouth of Stormy's big head and just like, and just watching this situation. I'm just like, oh my God, this
that's
is
so
funny.
You're
so
never
funny.
Going to another birthday party
it
again.
It was so funny. I thought it was hilarious. And
was Kanye angry? Or is he just like, who's
they were both? No, they're both just straight faced. They didn't seem like angry or happy. It was just like, I think they were just like, what's going on here? Like, oh, what the fuck's going on here? It was kind of that. But Ilya and David are just in the Bronco trying to start it. And I'm sitting there like, this, you cannot write this shit. This is
what happened to it?
It just stalled because they like pulled the wrong lever or they put it the wrong way. It just completely stalled. So it just took like about 5 minutes to get it back started. And so they got it started and went down. And then they both went back in. But I just thought it was so fucking funny.
Damn.
Of course.
You had to ruin the birthday party.
Yeah. But we went back inside. We had a really good time. We actually left halfway through because David just had put a billboard up. And
Oh, my God.
We didn't know. None of us knew what it was. David had a surprise for all of us.
Yeah,
so we're all blindfolded. We get out of the car, and we open our eyes, and we just see that. And I was so confused. I see his face. I'm like, what is that? And I just see the word Natalie in a text, and I was just like, oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what's bad?
What?
Is that Scott and I knew that's what it was that Todd was going home early to. So he left.
Can we explain what it was on the billboard?
Sorry. It was Todd's Todd's drunk text to Natalie.
Like
just
late
one
night drunk text,
yeah,
a full screenshot, a screenshot of
did I just ruin my chance?
Yeah. Like of him going through, I don't know, all the 7 stages of grief, like everything.
And then,
it's like anger, denial, acceptance. Like let's go to Santa Monica, baby.
And,
like and, it goes like I'm
and,
falling out
and
of love.
What would you say the fuck my life was? Accepted or no, regret?
Regret. I don't know. Regret, then it just all repeated again. It's just the never ending cycle of the 7 stages.
Hold on,
of
so
grief.
You knew Todd was leaving early,
right? So we were all in Boston and he's like, I'm gonna leave early. I was like, why? He's like, I'm going to a hockey game with Natalie. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, all right, sure. Found out that he was leaving early to go do that, but David had already planned to show him the billboard. So Todd didn't know that's what he was being set up to go do.
Oh, Natalie set up that hockey game just so he'd come back earlier. Oh my God! I had no idea. They're fucking
so,
Natalie
so,
and David as a team. Oh, they're
dangerous,
sneaky, that's mm-hmm. snakes.
So Scott and I are sitting there. Funny. We're like, we felt bad because one, he changed his flight early to go back to have this date with Natalie.
The only reason why he would fly back early is if Natalie
exactly.
asked him. Oh, his
so,
favorite sport. His
right,
favorite sport. His
so,
favorite.
So he changes his flight to go back early. He missed his flight. Had to buy an entirely new flight to get back to go get fucking pranked. And his entire text message is put up on the billboard. And I felt bad knowing that's what he was.
Oh, you knew it was coming.
Yes.
Oh, man.
He probably needed you guys to convince him, right?
I couldn't say anything.
I know, but like he told you guys just so you can like convince him from your... Oh man, yo!
No, no, no! Go, it's gonna be so fun.
Our crew run dirty. We run dirty. Yes, we do.
So messed up.
The group doesn't even know anything most of the time. Like, I didn't know that they set up that game, so Todd flew it back in early. They kept that shit a secret from us. Oh my, I cannot believe it. Manipulative. It's good.
Manipulative.
I mean, Todd was a little like kind of like down that like those texts were up because they are private messages. But in the end of the day, our friend group, for some reason, we just like, I think it's okay. I don't know. Like, if mine were up there, I would die laugh.
Right.
Like, it's die laugh. I would die laugh.
I think I would die laugh.
I would die laugh.
No, I just felt bad for Todd because it's, yes, it was a lot. It was really overbearing and it was crazy drunk text. But at the same time, it's not like out of nowhere where it was just like
it was a build-up. This was like a build-up of
I mean, if you guys are gonna flirt with each other, obviously he's gonna send some like text, but you know what I mean,
can't wait to be warm in your arms, Natalie.
right that's what I'm saying. So it's not like Todd was just like hitting on her, come here baby.
It's good. It's good. David really needed to put that one line in. I even told Todd, I'm like, Todd, you need to make sure that line goes in, because if that doesn't go in,
you're gonna look
crazy, like bad crazy. So he put it in. I feel like it just leveled out everything. Yeah. And Natalie kind of got a little like
a little taste of her own medicine.
Exactly. It was like a lesson. And but it was really funny. Talking about speaking of the billboard though, did you guys watch the news of the link I sent you?
I didn't watch it, but
can we please play? It's hilarious the way they just talk about it. They talk about us like they. They don't know our friend group, so they're judging us just by the situation.
Okay.
But it's so funny.
Did you send it in the Vlog Squad group chat? Or?
Yeah. Guys, we have a Vlog Squad group chat. Just one FYI.
That's so embarrassing.
Imagine our group chat got leaked.
Could you fucking imagine?
Could you fucking imagine? All right. All right, Mariah, please play this video for our people listening and watching, please.
All right, a YouTuber printed out his friend's drunk and inappropriate text and put it up on a billboard. David Dobrik setting up his friend Tony Smith, all in an effort to teach him a lesson. Smith had been texting thirsty things to Dobrik's assistant when he was drunk, like,
can we please cuddle tomorrow? And you break my heart.
Dobrik printed them out and put them on a Hollywood billboard along with Smith's picture and then revealed it to his friend on camera. Now, Dobrik is known for calling out his friends in public ways, but he's just a little too public. Angie, she has the face. She's already reacting, like it or not.
I wouldn't like it if it was me, but I think it's really, really hilarious.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is so funny. Yeah, I like it. I like it. I mean, that's all I can say.
I love this shit.
I have trouble legally with this, though. Like,
no,
because you own those texts, right?
Yeah.
It was to his assistant. It wasn't to him.
But they were given to him?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it.
All right, a YouTuber printed out
the only reason I don't like it is because it's staged and contrived, and that's he's doing it for clicks for his YouTube page, and that to me is just, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah,
all those YouTube people, which look, it's very lucrative. I mean, there's some YouTube artists, or I watch a lot of makeup tutorials. They make a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Jeffree Star flies on his own private planes. He has his own business. So I don't want to knock anyone's hustle, but when it's these types that just want the self-promotion and just like you said, more clicks, like they're not really enriching the community.
What I'm curious is did this assistant, did she feel... Did she feel offended by this? Was she uncomfortable with this? Or was this something that the assistant said, oh, you should see what he sent me? I think that's part of the context of it all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was really bad, because if not, it wouldn't have gotten this far. I think it was a joke amongst all three of them, but, you know.
And it's creative. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a little creative.
The only reason I don't like it is because...
It's not enriching the... And I love how they're talking about, like, clicks are just doing it for clicks, as they use that story for clicks on their fucking show. What?
First of all,
hello.
Why is that? That should not be picked up by the local.
Exactly, but like,
wait, it shouldn't be picked up by the local news.
I don't think that is newsworthy to be like.
Well, look at the news.
Nobody watched. imagine we're not social media people. We're normal people.
Okay.
That would make it on the news.
Well, look at it. We're talking about it. The news right now is trying to get as many people to watch the news as they can.
Right.
And we just played a clip from them so they know what they're doing by covering.
What news station was that? It's just, I think it's just like LA News or something, but it is I would consider that as a community like news, you know, because it's on a billboard. It's publicly viewed by everybody driving by.
Right.
Just like this one wasn't like, I feel like it wasn't community news, but when David did that experiment in his backyard, it's just something where it's like, oh my God, how can you do that in your own house?
True.
So it's like, I completely understood why it was on there. I just think it's really funny that they are saying that we're doing shit for clicks
when literally
the entire news station, the entire world of news is based on clicks.
The reason why they're covering it is for clicks.
it's crazy.
Huh.
But yeah, they were
just hearing what people think about us, but not knowing us knowing anything.
They're like, but the cons, hey, I mean, was she uncomfortable? It's like, of course she was comfortable with it.
They make a lot.
Oh my God.
Just like that entire video was just like, just y'all so old, just traditional.
Okay, boomer.
It's just boring. You know, when I hear shit like that, I'm just like, it's just boring. I don't want to go to sleep.
Right. Quit trying to break it down and inspect everything.
It's like, the news should be like this, you know? Just like sitting here, just talking, laughing.
Zane thinks that this should be the news.
No, this is not. I'm not saying this should be the news, but the news should be like this. Just like chill. And because people would want to watch the news. People don't watch the news anymore.
We get hired by Channel 7 just for us.
Welcome to WTLA Live.
All right. We got Zane Ajazi here. Going to bring you the news on the hot gossip in the vlog squad.
Hot gossip here.
Today we
have to bring Mariah on board. If we get hired to be on a news show, Mariah has to run the entire editing station.
She's just in the back behind on the computer. Like,
just has like eight arms.
She's got her whole like editing bay. It's like this enclosed
room. You can like see her in the glass like behind the table. Like just,
Oh my
gosh.
That's
so funny.
Oh, man.
That's crazy though.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, hold on. What was the Twitter video I saw where you were with Shawn Mendes?
Oh, okay. So we got invited to a Grammy after party.
Uh-huh.
Or was it the Grammys?
Yeah.
Was it the Golden Globes?
No, it was the Grammys.
There's so many award shows. There's one every fucking weekend.
Yeah, but you're hanging out with Shawn Mendes, Louis Capaldi, and Camila Cabello.
Let me live. I don't care about that type of stuff.
But you think if they were three musicians, it was the Grammys.
The Grammys. Let's move on. The Grammys. So we get invited there. I already knew they were going to be there because we got invited by one of like Sean's friends to like go. So I knew they were going to be there, but somebody filmed a video of I was actually next in line to grab a drink at the bar
because
that's where the bar was. And as soon as it was my turn, Sean and Camila jump over the bar and they start singing. I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like I was so...
I just want to get my drink. You're reaching between their legs. Like
I was waiting in line for like fucking 20 minutes. And then I finally got there and they just start singing the Louis Capaldi song. And I'm like, oh, man, okay.
It wasn't a Louis Capaldi song?
Yeah, it was.
What song was it?
Oh, sorry.
It was One Direction.
We were singing that, but not on that video. On that video was actually a One Direction song.
Oh, okay.
And it's because Niall was there. Niall Horan was also there. So everybody was just singing it. It was really fun.
Yeah.
It just felt like you had a very, very intimate, private, like, show.
It looks weird. It looked like you had, like, green screened yourself in there. like a TikTok. Like, hey, just hanging out with these three people.
So instead of just, like, facing that way, because I just faced the other way, but people thought that I was at this random bar and I had no idea they were behind me. Because that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It looked like I just had no idea. But, no, I had the idea.
It was a fun party, though?
No, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you get your drink?
I did get my drink. Shawn Mendes was actually behind the bar, and I kept on pretending he was the bartender. And I think he was getting confused. He was like, he wanted to do it for me. At the same time, he was like, I had to perform for all these people at this rent.
He's
this bar.
So sweet in person.
He's very sweet. He's
like
a
really, really nice person.
Yeah. He deserves all the success that he has. He's just, I feel like he looks at the way, he looks at the world in a really like just positive and good way. You know, just humble, very humble.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because we like his music a lot.
Or want to be really good friends with him. Or want to go to more Grammy after parties.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a very interesting week, though. You, while you guys were in Montana, snow dog sledding.
Dude, literally, it hasn't felt real. Like, shit has just been happening where I'm like, what is going on?
And it's just going to get crazier because when April hits...
Oh, my God. Man. That's going to be messy. So when we were in Montana, I was sitting there on my phone and I was listening to Midland. You know the band, that the new country band that I like?
Oh, yeah. I saw that on your story. I didn't know.
So it's a new country band. I really like them. Scott looked over and saw what I was listening to. He's like, oh, I know the bassist brother. And I was like, oh, shit. No way. That's crazy. They're one of my favorite bands. So he sent a screenshot of me listening, or a picture of me listening to them,
yeah,
and sent it to
you
the guy.
You love this band. You've been like talking about this band for a long time.
I've never heard you talk about this band. Midland.
I listened to your friend.
Right.
I know his interests.
Oh, shut up. You probably were talking about it at the time.
Zane doesn't remember Zane doesn't remember names. So if I'm like Midland, he's like, I don't know. But if I played like the songs, he'd be like, okay, yes, I do remember these songs.
They're from Texas.
They're big songs. They're big songs.
People say I got a drinking problem.
Okay, you didn't have to use that fucking lyric on me.
right. But that's them. And he sent the picture and he's like, oh, shit, cool. So I got really excited that there was some sort of connection there.
Yeah.
I ended up going to Boston the next day, and Midland tweeted at me and was like, come to one of our shows and let's yeehaw together. And I was like, holy shit.
And he loved his yeehaw.
We finna do-si-do, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was the coolest thing. I was like fangirling. I freaked out. So I tweeted him back. I was like, yeah, I'd love to come one of the shows. That'd be great. And my dad, I guess, saw the tweet. And was like, you know they're playing in Boston tonight, the night of the tweet.
Life is crazy.
I was like, no fucking way. So I checked it, and sure enough, they were playing in Boston. So I sent a message. I was like, holy shit, like you guys are, I'm randomly in Boston
and
right now.
And weren't they like a 5-minute walk? Like how?
It was literally down the street. I was like, this is so crazy. So
it gives me goosebumps. Like this is just how life works like that.
We ended up getting tickets to go, and I saw them. It was insane. I don't know. Like,
you complain that he's happy. Come on, like shit just fits in for him.
Timing just didn't make sense. It was so perfect.
I'm not complaining. He's happy. I love that he's happy. I'm just observing that he's happy.
Leave my happy friend alone.
I think all of this is getting like misinterpreted. I've just noticed he's very happy.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Since we're on the top of, I don't like when he rushes us when we're doing something.
Right.
Everything's on your time though.
Ooh, oh, hold up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we about to go
We're
into
trying
this.
To have fun, man. Have fun with us.
I am having fun. This is weird. I miss Mariah. I really wish Mariah's here because it's just like...
Oh, Matt like waits for Mariah to speak, but she's not there.
Well, I just feel like she kind of like counterbalances like everything
in a weird way. Yeah. While we've complained about Mariah not being here about 4 times, that's bad. That's bad. Five.
We
Mariah.
Need Bubba. I miss you. I love you.
You
all right?
Sorry, I wanted to talk about my hair transplant, but I almost puked.
Baby, they're not going to grow in.
They are, look.
Aaron and Carly today said that they could see hairs growing in.
Yeah, so I looked in the mirror today because they just wanted to check it out. And there's actually hairs growing. Look, I want you to look.
Oh, on the sides here?
Uh-huh.
Easy. They all come out.
Let me see, come back. Whoa, crazy. Ooh.
And
turn that way?
It's just 3 months. Imagine after a year.
It's just 3 hairs. Cool. Oh, he finna be thick.
Oh, I'm finna be glowed the fuck up. It's my next God. Year. I'm gonna have a full head of hair.
Okay, let's not get carried away now.
But wait.
No, because when these hairs grow, my old hairs are gonna fall off.
But like,
it's gonna be a constant moving them around just from different spots.
I'm gonna be in and out under the knife, baby. In and out of that doctor's office.
But were you saying that you were considering getting a toupee?
Yes. So I saw, you know how those toupee videos keep coming out?
They're addicting.
There's another one. There's a brand new one.
Let me see it.
It's so good, Heath.
Really?
Like, I don't understand why people do hair transplants. Like, this shit works.
Because
miracles.
You glue it and it's good for a week. You gotta shave it and glue it back.
I don't know.
Does it really last a week?
I don't think it would last a night with you, Zane. Zane'd be up on the table swinging and it would go, whoop.
Just fucking
hang it off. You would rip it off for fun. You'd be throwing it around. You would. You'd be doing it for the bit, doing it, being all crazy, and you'd wake up the next morning, pick up your phone, and be like, oh, God.
That's so funny.
And I can't put it back on, so I have to just wear a hat, but you could tell that I'm just bald.
Holy fuck.
But you could have like festive toupees for the season.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean?
It's just a fucking what's the wreath that you put on the door? What's those called?
A wreath?
A wreath.
No. A wreath. Yeah. I said a wreath.
Oh.
But it's called a wreath.
Jesus sake.
Just a full fucking head of wreath. Okay.
Just like a midsummer toupee.
Zane, I think you should just wait and see how this works out.
You gotta let it grow.
Give it a rest.
Jesus.
Yes.
You gotta just let it do its thing.
Oh my, I am impulsive. You guys are right. I'm impulsive. I see something not working when I want it to work, and I just, I all right, next thing. All right, you scrap the whole thing. Shave my fucking, my new hair's off.
let them grow, baby.
Oh, but what happens if you run out of glue? Or like,
they stop making the glue.
He's like shaking it down to the last drip. Just like, he's like, guys, easy on my hair tonight.
Easy.
Zane goes to jump into the pool. He goes down the hair, on the surface. He's like talking to a chick in a hot tub, and it's like slipping down, and he's got to.
He gets out of the pool all slow motion.
Like, I close the door, car door, and I just get stuck.
Oh, my God.
And I just rip it off. And when that thing comes off, it's like. Fuck. You're bald.
Yeah. Your wig has been snatched. Like, what if like a fan came up to you and was just like ripped it off of you?
Good. I mean, it's pretty glued, but like in a fight, that'd be pretty bad. Like, imagine just like that hair coming off and just bald. Oh. How were toupees like put on back then? Like glued just like that, right?
I don't know.
Bobby pins?
Because toupees were like a big thing back then.
My grandpa had a toupee.
I think they were glued. I still think that they were
glued. Why do I remember like pins? Like they were like pins.
I think they were
hair.
Very swoopy. Like
that's a comb over. You ever seen those? Those cuts are.
Oh, like people who grow it out really, really long and just wrap it around. Yeah,
my dad said he knew somebody that the hair was like down to here.
Yeah.
But he would comb it and wrap it around like this so it would like.
Dude, I saw
that was like a thing.
So it would look like you had like short. A full head hair, and then he said it fell down, and it fell down to like right here.
Oh my!
Like that's it's your first date with a girl. You like go. You drop your fork at dinner, and you bend over to pick it. Fucking fall.
Oh my god!
That would suck.
I saw.
Oh my god!
I saw a dude at the pharmacy the other day, and he Zane, you know you had used to have that little like powder you would like kind of shake in
to
make it look a little dense,
the thicker rubber. Yeah.
This guy coated his whole scalp.
Where he just goes,
like I could like if I put my finger like on his scalp, I could like crust off like a huge chunk of it. Like it was thick. It was even down to the point where like it was on his shoulders, the powder. Shit. So that guy would just like shake it all in his head.
He was trying to get his hair
like it was
he just
bad.
Needed it.
And that like that dust shit, it's bad because when you start sweating, it starts dripping and you wipe it and it looks like your face is just dirty. Like just dirt is on your face. And it's really hard to take it off because that's shit's meant to stay on your hair for the rest of the night. So when it's on your face, you got to go to the bathroom and now scrub it off with soap.
Have you seen the tattoo hair now? Everybody's doing
what?
Oh, I forgot who it was.
They tattoo like it looks.
Dots.
It looks like they have like a buzz cut.
Just to okay.
So like just if as a like, filler. If they're like balding, but like they keep like their stubble. You know,
like, it's all like an optical illusion. Like. The whole bald head looks like his hair.
Right.
I met a YouTuber. I forgot his name, but he had it. He had the dots. Like, because I was talking about my hair transplant. He was talking about that. You know, just hair talk. And
it, when you're with your boys,
it looked crazy.
It looks real.
It was like a doodle pad. It was like just a bunch of dots on his head. But you couldn't really tell unless you really looked close and saw that it was like not
pretty
his hair.
Crazy.
Yeah. But
so you got options, people.
This has been all over my Twitter, my Instagram, everywhere. But the coronavirus. Okay, let's get it straight. I still don't really know what it is. I just know that people are dropping dead, like in China. I don't know
much about it either. But to be completely honest, the day that it came out and everybody was talking about it, I dead ass thought people were getting sick from drinking Coronas.
You thought it was from Corona beer?
Are you kidding
me? I'm dead ass. Because we were at David's and everybody was drinking Coronas and I was like, is that
He like backed up. He's like, are you sure you're going to drink those? I'm like, what? He's like, the coronas. I'm like, oh, the corona, because I knew exactly what he was talking.
They said they were like, oh, it's from like, there was a bad batch of coronas. Like, you know, like people get E. coli or whatever from like spinach or whatever the fuck that shit is. I thought there was a bad batch of coronas that went to China that were getting people sick.
And I knew, I knew he was confused. So immediately I was like, oh no, it's not these coronas. These coronas are fine. It's the coronas in China.
Right.
That's
So coronaviruses, though, like this big virus right now is called the coronavirus. But coronaviruses are like a family of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of type of viruses that cause like fever and respiratory problems.
So what is it that's killing? Is it?
It like causes like a fever and like a respiratory. It's very similar to the symptoms of flu. They just don't have anything that can like cure it.
So if you get it, you're pretty much screwed.
I don't know.
It's spreading. There's people. Well, there's people right now, in LA, there's people.
It's
There's right now. I think there's a confirmed 600 people dead.
Yeah, it's about like 650, but 31,000 people worldwide have it. But
and it keeps spreading. Like every time I go on Twitter, the number goes higher and higher.
And it's also China. Or some people are like skeptical that China's like really like hiding the numbers and making it seem a lot. Less bad than what it actually is. The last time this happened was like, remember like SARS when that happened? That was like, the big thing is like,
you know,
this
everybody else brought that up. I don't know what that, like, I've never heard of that.
SARS happened like when we were like in middle school, elementary school. Okay, yeah, it was a really big deal. And there was also one called like MERS that happened like in the Middle East, and it was like a respiratory thing. These types of viruses are ones that come from, I believe, like animals to humans. And stuff.
Oh, and that's what this one is.
This one is. Yeah. And they just don't know. It came from, like, they think bats onto another animal. And then that animal, we contacted. So the bat infected, like, an animal. And then we ate either the meat, an uncooked meat, or it was interaction of, like, feces and urine and stuff.
This is literally the plot to the movie Contagion.
Contagion. Didn't it come from a bat as well?
It was a bat, but it was an animal. And then it literally, and it was... getting like you would get the flu in the movie and the movie Contagion, people are just getting the flu and then just drop, and it was just like what was happening.
Should we be worried?
Oh my god,
what was that?
That was my backpack.
Did it just fall?
Yeah, dude. But
it's empty. I think your backpack just.
No, but we've been sitting.
His backpack got the corona. Actually, it's that not was funny. Weird. The coronavirus though is not funny though.
My backpack literally just dropped. As we were talking about that, that's crazy. Guy, I thought it was like an animal, like a wild animal.
It was a bat?
That fucking ran in here. Oh, wow. That was pumped on my blood.
There,
huh?
You go,
like,
there you go.
I feel like a burst of energy just. All right. But yeah, no, in the movie Contagion, what was I saying?
They would catch the flu and
they would just drop dead. And
should we be concerned? Like, if it's something that we get, is it, it's not curable?
I think you should be as hygienic as possible. Yeah. When you get, is it curable? Well, they are like testing vaccines, and I think that they're going to be available for treatment like in early March. So it's like, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this field. So guys, if I speak wrong about anything, forgive
whenever
me.
We talk about shit like this, we just
read earlier today was that that there is like they are working on a vaccine and they want to have it out hopefully by the beginning of March. So. I think like people go and get your vaccine for the coronavirus, so it makes sure it doesn't like if it gets even worse. I mean, the SARS was very serious and MERS was very serious, but I think the CDC, can tackle these things. I'm optimistic.
Yeah,
I'm optimistic. But it's just what scares me is the paranoia about people getting hold of coronavirus and then using it as a way of like. Terrorism, you know, like
I don't even think about that. Like that's a lot. Like that, I don't even think about shit like that when it comes to
if people realize that they have something that they can like spread within a population to like bring it down. That's what makes me paranoid. It is the virus getting in the wrong hands, but that's the paranoid side of me. But I don't know. I'm optimistic that it will be settled. It's just so scary how like something like this happens. But it's only
and it was really sad and scary because there was a couple of videos I saw where people. That have family in China, they were like, they were making video, like just crying, just like, guys, my family's in China, my dad's a doctor, and because right now all the doctors are in the hospitals, but like all the doctors are being exposed to this like virus.
And one of the
know?
First ones who like sent out the big warning about it just died like today.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was like the first one who made like a big video saying like how bad it's getting and stuff, and he died today. It's crazy.
Fuck, that's.
I know. But a big thing, though, is like the coronavirus, though, it's really not funny. There are people's loved ones and everything who are dying, and there's this, it's a
really scary sense of paranoia. Yeah. And just because it's not happening here doesn't mean like, well, I mean, it is happening here, but like,
keep
it's
that very sanitizer serious. On yeah. deck, guys.
But it's very serious for the people of China. Like, so I don't know.
But it's not even sanitizer. It's like airborne. You know, like that's fucking
it's,
scary.
It's from like,
it's airborne, right?
I mean, yeah, airborne. Yeah. It's like, it can be like an airborne.
Oh, there's
illness.
Like different, like, but not airborne where it's just like, it's not, it yeah. just, when not you're like, sick.
I think
yeah.
it's if you touch your eyes or something, right? They yeah. said. Touch your mouth, your eyes.
Yeah. Just point is,
that's how I feel like the world's going to end.
Responsibly.
It's an epidemic. It's like,
zombie almost, but like, yeah, not,
you, I mean, you know, like
a
contagion,
plague, just
no,
like
that's
a,
like
a full on like, plague that yeah. just, that decimates right. the population. I
contagion
know.
Contagion seems very realistic. That movie seems really realistic. When I watch it, I'm just like, yeah. fuck.
I know. But I think I have faith. I don't know. I'm always like an inherent optimist. Like, I have faith in humanity that they will figure it out.
I do not have faith in humanity.
Stay safe out there, guys.
Stay safe. Stay sanitary. All of that jazz. Man, this has been a fun podcast, but man, I miss Mariah.
Without Mariah here, I would say this was a pretty good podcast.
I feel like we did pretty good with, you know, with our circumstance.
Yeah, Matt, yeah. I hope the
oh, no,
mic
we
is still on.
We weren't recording. I'm kidding.
That'd be
I'm
so
kidding.
Bad. Guys, again, thank you so much for watching. Buy the merch. It is available mm-hmm. on the App Store. The App Store, no.
On the App Store.
Fanjoy.co/ZaneAndHeath.
There you go, baby.
I know I'm wearing the one that we don't have up, but we do have to make a hoodie with the front facing
yeah,
up on
we,
it
because
I
a lot
do really
of,
like it.
We got a lot of suggestions saying that you guys wanted the logo on the front of the hoodie, so this is what it would look like. If you guys do want that, please, on the video, comment below saying that you would like that as opposed to the unfiltered on the front with the logo on the back.
Yeah.
And we will get those put out as soon as we possibly can.
Guys, and again, good morning. Good afternoon, mm-hmm. good night, in case whatever time you're watching this
Wherever
podcast.
You guys are,
exactly.
what time?
Oh, and sorry we didn't make it the paranormal podcast. We wanted Mariah to be a part of it, and
yeah,
Mariah
she,
is not
she
here.
She really wanted to tell some stories and be a part of
so
that.
So we'll do it next time.
Next time.
Oh, and do not send emails to my business email. Send it to ZaneAndHeathUnfiltered@gmail.com.
Yes.
Not my business email.
Yeah, we actually do have to put it in the description because it's not yeah. in the description, and people okay. always ask where it is. So yeah, ZaneAndHeathUnfiltered@gmail.com. Tell us whatever you want.
Right.
Open up to us.
Yeah. Anything you could possibly.
Yeah.
You know,
we're always looking
of.
At it.
And we really appreciate it.
But yeah, right. guys, again, we post the podcast every Monday morning on the podcast app, Spotify, all that jazz. Matt, thank you so much for taking Mariah's spot.
The mm-hmm. pleasure is all mine.
Everybody, send. Guys, just send again. Love to Mariah. Just send love, send hearts, send prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah could use it. So because we all love her.
Love you, Bubba.
The juice. The funny. The juice. The funny. We hope you come back next time. We love you so much. And mm-hmm. baby.
Baby, we will see you next week.
Peace and blessings.
You know how I know the podcast is over?
What?
Because y'all be looking around and shit.
Oh, you said, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.